17. Where he found that out, I don't know, but I'll take his word for it, because Bobby Holt has never missed. Solid as a rock, Bobby Holt. This segment's brought to you in part by our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Razorback's not ranked, but they will be again someday soon, I hope. They did have a good weekend, though. All I can do is win the games that are left for you, Pat.
Well, Jim's Razorback Pizza is ranked number one as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's all that matters to me, big fella. Tonight, two wings for a buck. Each Monday to close, there's some good games on tonight as well. Tuesday, 3 to 6, happy hour. Check out the drink specials and a buck off any appetizer. And don't forget those lunch specials through the week. $7.50 for a piece of pie and some salad and a drink. It's a deal and a half at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Three locations, right past Taylor Loop on Highway 10, Morgan Mall Mel, and on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs, where they will, on a pretty regular basis, get you some good live music over the weekend as well. And if you haven't had the Razorback Wings at Jim's Razorback Pizza, you have not lived, my friend. So get in there and enjoy them. And their sandwiches are pretty darn fine as well. We talked about it on Friday. We had on our buddy from College Football Matrix. And unfortunately for Coach Bielema, who I'm a fan of, I'm a huge fan of his. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be the right choice at Arkansas. However, this argument about the whole we need to let 10 seconds run off the clock, it's a player safety issue, the evidence and the information just does not support the argument.
And contrary, isn't it the opposite?
Yes. It's actually the thing is the lighter, higher speed teams and conferences actually have fewer injuries by a pretty significant margin than the bigger, slower, as far as the number of plays called teams. SEC's the biggest and they have the most injuries.
I would imagine.
You get the biggest, fastest guys, but not the biggest not the fastest tempo teams. So the biggest, fastest guys, like he says. I mean, what's force?
If your game plan
it's mass times velocity.
What's Saban's game plan? I'm going to line up and I'm going to beat you back. I'm going to grind it out against you, right? I could see that having an unbelievable amount of wear and tear in the body.
On Thursday night, Coach Bielema, speaking in Searcy, I guess it was the White County Razorback Club.
One of my favorites.
Continued the argument that this is an issue, and he talked about death certificates being an issue. Apparently, he was talking about a specific case, a defensive lineman from California. Apparently, the actual case did not support the argument, though, and he has been ridiculed widely since making the comments. Now, all Coach could do is come back and apologize at length. But the problem is when you are supporting and arguing for a bad argument, yeah, you're going to eventually come to a point where you say things that are so non-factual and fly in the face of logic.
I've been there.
Yeah, no, I have too. I mean, and you learn your lesson. And so if you're going to take a hard stand against something, you better make sure you're in the right camp. Yeah. I don't always make the right call. I don't always say the right things. I certainly don't always make the right predictions. But generally speaking, I try not to come off half-cocked on the show. Sometimes we get put in a position where you sort of have to wing it. But I'm not going to take a hard stand against something unless I've got pretty good information on it. I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to try to make sure that I've got support for my argument. I think he's fallen into a situation here where didn't have much support for the argument, just continued down the path without looking for some support. And sometimes your point is disproven. But you better be able to find some points that tend to, other than just anecdotal things, you better have some stats and some information to back it up. He didn't. So now he's had to apologize, and he has been widely ridiculed, including by California's athletic director, Sandy Barber, who says Brett Bielema's comments about our Ted Ague are misinformed, ill-advised, and beyond insensitive, using the tragic loss of one of our student-athletes as a platform to further a personal agenda in a public setting is beyond inappropriate. Unfortunately for him, all the apologies are not going to take away the comments, and they're not going to take away the hurt feelings and irritation by the California football family. It's a bad deal. It's unfortunate. I tried to get his attention on this earlier. We all tried to point out, and again, I was fine with his point being right. But when you start to look at the numbers, and we've done it before with our buddy from Mr. Bartu from College Football Matrix,
yeah,
the information is there for you to read. It doesn't support the argument. It isn't a problem, at least not as an injury standpoint. Would you say it's an unfair competitive advantage? Fine. Go make that argument. I'm okay with that.
There is no way that you can look at it and try to make sense that it should not be done. The speed of the game and the way that the game is being changed has, you can't now come out with rules, because I will say this, the NFL has done the same thing where they want the speed of the game to increase. They want scoring to increase. And there's no way college football, where it is now, is going to try to look at it and say, let's try and slow down a guy like Manziel. Let's come up with rules to where you don't have a fast-paced, fun offense like Gus Malzahn's Auburn. Are you kidding? If college football even thought for a second to try to slow down Jameis Winston's offense and Gus Malzahn's offense, they would be killing themselves, absolutely destroying themselves.
Philadelphia.
It makes no sense.
Well, Philadelphia in the first year of their new head coach and his offensive philosophy, they had a lot of success. Nick Foles had a remarkable, like, historic NFL season this year.
It's fun to watch.
But you know what? It wasn't as much of a competitive advantage, clearly, because last I checked, they did not win the NFC nor the Super Bowl.
No, they made the playoffs, and that was good. And I can remember that. I don't know if you remember opening night. Everybody's eyes were glued on the Eagles and their offense, and they were just at a fast pace.
Yeah, it was fun
and
to watch.
And they had to kind of tone it down a little bit. They had to. It's just such – the NFL, obviously, offenses have got to continue to evolve. They've got to try different things. Mm-hmm. You have to. And this was one of it. And when you have – a guy like Nick Saban dominating the way he has and the way some of these other teams have, it creates a strategy similar to how Malzahn some of these other guys have to do. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, and I mean, despite all the advantages you may think that offense has, I mean, they should have lost to Georgia. They wanted a miracle play.
Yeah.
I mean, if they
Alabama had them beat.
If they played the last 10 minutes of the Alabama game, they lose that game 8 out of 10 times.
You know, Justin, what it is, though, in this is you're able, with Auburn, is able to compete with that style against superior talent like Alabama has. And that's the reason why these things are born is because you don't have the kind of talent, so you have to go to a different strategy. And it would be a tragedy. The tragedy would be I've never seen the scores in college football like we've had.
At the end of the day, I think it has gotten ridiculed so highly that I don't even think there's going to be a vote on the rules committee. I don't even think it'll make it to that point.
it's mind-boggling. Yeah. It really is.
And I hope it finally gets dropped. I hope he doesn't reinvent the argument in some other way. Because, again, there is no argument, unfortunately.
You remember he put up 70 points in his last Rose Bowl? Oh, no, not the last one.
It was in the Big Ten Championship game.
Big Ten Championship.
On Nebraska, which was awesome, because I love seeing anybody hang a bunch of points on Nebraska.
You hate Nebraska.
I do hate Nebraska.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I wonder what Coach Kelly thinks about that.
I'm sure he likes seeing teams score 70 points, and I guarantee he doesn't like slowing it down.
That's not his style.
No.
Doesn't have to be his style. Anyway, it's amazing it actually got this far, isn't it? There you go. That's why Nick Saban says it, and people are going to take it very, very seriously.
Yeah, but you notice Nick Saban hadn't been arguing. He's been letting Coach Bielema do it for him. So now he takes all the negative feedback on it.
See your boy Spurrier called it the Saban rule?
Yeah, he did call it the Saban rule.
That's a big middle finger to Nick Saban.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the rule I live by. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram rule. Landers, the original. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton. Best service. Over 600 new and 400 used. For you to get the best selection in the state. They take pride in being the best. Don't go anywhere else. Waste your time. Go see the best. K-Dub, Kevin Wilson, located exit 121 in Benton off of I-30, 501-316-4400. Landers.com is the website. The original Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, number one for over 20 years. That doesn't happen by accident, folks. Exit 121, I-30. In Benton.
They're so great, we'll be there tomorrow.
You know what?
That's right, we are.
Great point, let's do it. Information coming out of the Combine today. Big day for Clowney, did not have such a great weekend. We'll talk about it. Johnny Manziel's 40 time being lauded, I'm not sure why. And